If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops, oh, what a rain that would be. Standing outside with my mouth open wide.
Visit letsdineoutshow.com for podcasts, recipes, and more. That's letsdineoutshow.com.
You know, Valentine's Day, it's not just a day of love. It's a day of flowers and candy. And who knows candy better than this gentleman, John Prince. He's vice president of candyfavorites.com, a great website that has everything you want to know. Not only know about candy, but everything that if they make it, they have it there. So how you doing, John?
Oh, I'm glad to be back on the site.
Good. Good to have you. Okay, Valentine's Day. Most people, you know, they buy flowers, whoopee. They buy plain chocolate candies, whoopee. You know, Whitman's or some, you know, multi-bulk candy. And that's it. But you do a lot of different things. So let's talk about what you know, see as some fun gifts for Valentine's Day. Something a little different.
Valentine's Day is an unusual holiday. And it's one of those holidays that it's either cliche in the candy that you give, you know, the classic candy like the conversation hearts or the boxes, or you can do things a little bit, shall we say, outside of the box. And we have a lot of unique products this year, and runs the gamut from, well, I could say fatuous to sublime, if you could actually consider candy sublime.
Okay. Well, give us your way out box, something way out that would really dazzle your wife or husband.
Well, my favorite is the foil-wrapped red milk chocolate roses.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptionally realistic-looking piece of candy. I mean, the top looks like a rose, except that it's chocolate. It's foil-wrapped. And the bottom, it's a plastic stem that resembles just flowers.
Right.
But that's kind of cool. I mean, we've had good success with that. We have some other really cool things, like the Bee Valentins with sweethearts and nerds. And they're oversized tins. They come in three different shapes. One's an owl, and one's like a Cupid, and I guess maybe the other's an angel, and they're filled with candy. So what makes these really fun is that it's both a toy and it's candy. But again, every year they come out with different things, and these are just a sampling of what we offer.
Right. Now, if you know your husband or wife or boyfriend or girlfriend, they love different candies, nostalgic ones, let's say, that's something that you can put together for them, right, in terms of putting up customized orders, stuff like that?
Oh, without any problem. So we don't make gift sets per se. I mean, obviously we offer some neat alternative things like we actually have some really cool things like tins of cookies and tins of chocolates in different shapes. But oftentimes someone will call and will say, you know, I want to do something that reminds my sweetheart of what it was like in the 60s. And we'll actually create a package of candies from the 1960s. Again, we had discussed last week, one of the neat things about our site is that you can browse candy in many different ways, and by decade is by far the most popular.
Mm-hmm. Is there any one that sells the most, any one candy, especially around Valentine's Day?
Oh, yeah. Conversation hearts. Now, not all conversation hearts are created equal, and it's a matter of preference which are the best. Necco has been making them for an eternity. And Brock's has been making them for an eternity. So there's two different camps. Some will say that Brock's makes the best conversation heart. Others will say that Necco makes the best. I'm neutral where the subject is concerned. But we sell both of them, and we sell them in different ways. You can buy them in bulk. You can buy them in jars. You can buy them in packets. But conversation hearts are pretty darn clever.
Mm-hmm. Again, we're talking...
And iconic, I should add.
I'll say it again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're iconic.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. We're talking with John Prince, who's vice president of candyfavorites.com. And this is a great website if you're into candy, or if you're not into candy, you want something, if you're just a sweet person, you're looking for that nostalgic candy, or there's a lot of candies that are just hard to find. This is a company that sells them, and they're fresh. It's unlimited. I mean, they got candies from pre-1920s to 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. So you could really choose some fun candies. You can have a theme to it. And that's what I like about it. I think you mentioned where, let's say you want to do a 1930 theme, where you're going to, there's a restaurant called Prohibition here in Riverside. So if you're going to go there, that'd be a fun place to take someone to and then give him some candies from the 30s or 40s or 20s even. So, but in terms of, now you said you have cookies, but you also have some specialty things like, I think you had a pizza. Made, was it chocolates with pizza? You had a bunch of different ones.
I love the chocolate pizza. we sell a bunch of different candy pizzas, ironically. We sell the E Fruity, which is a gummy pizza. Mm-hmm. And then we sell the large and the small, the what do they call it? The Chicolata. So one of them, the large, is 10 inches, and the other is 6 inches. Mm-hmm. And they're cute. Now, traditionally, it's a Christmas item, but after the Christmas season, we will just change the color scheme a little bit. It's a really cool gift. I mean, it's
something different.
It comes in a pizza box. It's pretty darn good. It's basically pretzels, popcorn, chocolate, sprinkles.
Wow.
It's pretty good. It's a pretty, we've never had anyone receive them that wasn't totally wowed by it.
Mm-hmm. Now, living in California, this in our area, how many days does it take to ship it if you order it, let's say, you know, today, let's say?
Well, traditionally, we can get products to California in 3 days. I mean, we could get products to California much quicker, but 3 days is pretty much the max, and it'll be in perfect condition when it comes. Hmm. Now, bear in mind that some people like to eat pizza cold, too.
Right. So. It's true. Now, I got to get a little personal with you. What do you give to your family for Valentine's Day?
Well,
let me come on.
There's an old expression that the cobbler's children tend to go barefoot, and my children are a bit of hoarders when it comes to candy because there's no candy around.
Uh-huh.
That's not totally true. So we do have candy in the house. As I said earlier, I tend to like dark chocolate. I like black licorice, slightly more esoteric candies. But my kids, they might get some chocolates. They're definitely going to get some conversation hearts.
Mm-hmm.
The cobbler's children tend to go barefoot sometimes when candy's concerned in our house.
That happens, doesn't it? It happens a lot. So.
Well, I have to admit, once on Halloween, we ran out of candy, and my wife forced me to go up the street to buy more.
You ran out of candy on Halloween?
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. As well admit it to show that I'm infallible, that I'm not infallible, that I make mistakes. And I had to go up the street and buy candy, which was, it was like putting a knife through my heart. However, I bought good candy.
Did you wear like a mask or something, or just put a bag over your head?
Well, I surely didn't use a corporate credit card because that would have been, oh, you work for a candy company. I was no, I don't know anything about candy.
That's funny.
I tried to pretend that that English wasn't my first language, but sadly, I don't know any other languages, so it wasn't such a good experience.
That's funny. Now, Halloween, Valentine's Day, what, and I guess Christmas, would that be the biggest three holidays for chocolate or for candies?
I think Easter tops the list. Easter's fun because it's one of the things that we focus on for Easter, which we are selling Easter candy now, is a little bit more retro. We have a chocolatier that makes chocolate for us, but what makes them unique is that they're actually using molds from the 1920s.
Oh, wow.
And we sell handmade chocolate eggs in a myriad of different flavors and varieties. We sell novelty candy, the classic things like the Peeps. So the funny thing is that you would expect Valentine's to be the most prolific of holidays for candy consumption.
Mm-hmm.
But it would probably go Easter, Christmas, and then Valentine's.
Wow. Where's Halloween?
Well, Halloween is a huge holiday.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, unfortunately with Halloween, it's become so commercialized that, you know, when you get beyond the fun-sized candy bars or the bite-sized candy bars, it's not as original as it once was.
Right.
Well, don't get me wrong. We still sell quite a lot of candy on Halloween.
Right. Again, the website is candyfavorites.com. And anything you want to know about candies, it's kind of a history lesson when you go there. It's not just a store, you know, on the internet. I mean, there's so much history behind the candies, and you know, different decades offered a lot of things came out. Like in the 20s, some of the most popular candies came out then, and it's kind of an interesting. It's a very interesting site to read. I mean, it'll take you all day to look at some of the stuff that you have there.
Oh, thanks. It's when we built the site, I think I'd mentioned before, we kind of wanted to bridge the gap between commerce and history. And one of the things that we want for our viewers is we want them to become immersed in the experience of buying candy. If a consumer just comes to our site and buys a candy bar, that's great. I mean, it definitely keeps our lights on. But the point is, if someone comes to our site and learns something about candy, then it becomes part of a it becomes part of the, shall we say, the experience.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Do you carry things like political candies? You know, like during elections, they'll have like Obama bars or, you know, stuff like that. Unique products like that.
We have in the past. It's not something that we really go after.
It's more novelty.
I mean, it's obviously it's, you know, we look for niches, to be quite honest. When there's you know, if there's a niche that we could fill, we try to fill it. But politics is something we try to stay away from, to
right.
be quite honest.
Yeah, I've seen all kinds of fun things on there. So anyway, I appreciate John for coming on, and make sure you have enough candies for Valentine's for your kids. If you need some, let me know. I know a good place where we can get some for you. So.
Well, we really appreciate it, and I can't thank you enough for including me on your show. It's fun. I don't get a chance to talk about the product that I sell so often, and this is really something special.
Well, you're a great knowledge of candies. You know, it started with your family way back when, and I think, what, 1926, 27, something like that?
Well, we started in 1926, incorporated in 1927.
Yeah, so
it's a pretty darn long run. A
lot of candies during that, you know, time. So, again, one more time, it's candyfavorites.com. It's with the S. And anything you want to know about candies, you can get it. And this is, you know, within the time frame of, if you want to get some really interesting candies for your husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever, this is the time to get it. So go to candyfavorites.com, and I promise you, you'll find things there that you'll never thought even existed, or you thought as a child, like, oh, it's no more. But guess what? They're there. So, John, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next month and see what fun things we have next month for you.
Oh, thank you. And thanks again for the opportunity.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Take care. You're listening to the Let's Sign Out Show right here on AM 590 The Answer, and we'll be right back.